This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Now it's time for our weekly fact check of North Carolina politics. This week, we're looking at next year's race for U.S. Senate. Retired Raleigh businessman Garland Tucker is challenging incumbent Senator Tom Tillis in the Republican primary. Appearing on the Sean Hannity Show last month, Tucker made this accusation about Tillis.
He co-sponsored a bill that not only provided amnesty, but provided a clear path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, which I think is totally the wrong thing to do.
To see if that's true or false, we now turn to Elizabeth Thompson of the Raleigh News and Observer. Elizabeth, what bill was Tucker referring to there?
He was actually referring to the Succeed Act, which was put forward by Tillis in 2017 as a GOP-friendly option for Dreamers and the DACA solution.
And of course, with Dreamers and DACA, we're talking about the Obama-era program there. And with Dreamers, we're talking about immigrants who were brought here as children.
Yes, they were brought here as minors before June 15th, 2012, before they were age 16.
So what does the Succeed Act say exactly?
It outlined a five-step process to citizenship for these people who were brought here by their parents while they were minors. The first step of the bill would have eligibility requirements for conditional status, which would just basically make the immigrants legal to be here. They wouldn't face any consequences. But then going on forward, it would require them to obtain high school diploma or equivalent, pass a criminal background check, pay off existing tax liabilities, be of good moral character, all these things, in order to even qualify for this. And then after that, they could apply for conditional permanent resident status, and they would have to maintain gainful employment, post-secondary or vocational degree, or serve honorably in the U.S. military for at least 3 years, would have to reapply again for permanent conditional resident status, and then finally could apply for citizenship after 10 years of all of this.
So then, was Tucker right? Does the bill provide amnesty?
So there are basically two parts of the statement that Tucker made. One was that the bill supports amnesty, and the other that it provides a path to citizenship. So we talked with a couple experts about what amnesty actually means, and they kind of had differing opinions on what exactly amnesty is and if this qualifies. But one thing that they did all point to was the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act, which was signed into law by former President Ronald Reagan, and it kind of serves as the standard for amnesty in immigration policy. It's what everyone really thinks about when they think about amnesty. And this said that illegal immigrants could become legal permanent residents or green card holders as long as they could prove they were in the U.S. by January 1st, 1982, had paid a $185 fine and back taxes, and demonstrated good moral character. So this was extremely loose. It's not really anything compared to the Succeed Act, which only applied to Dreamers and had a five-step process in order to ultimately attain citizenship. So we decided that it isn't amnesty compared to the 1986 IRCA, which was the Reagan-era Amnesty Act. And while it did provide a pathway to citizenship, it was only for a small group of people. And so the statement was misleading because of that.
Well, what does Senator Tillis have to say about Tucker's accusation?
We talked with Tillis's people, and they said that he does not support amnesty. And they pointed to the fact that when he and Senator Lankford proposed the Succeed Act, it was part of a larger plan for border security. And that was the only reason why they made some kind of concessions from the GOP side, was so the Succeed Act could only be passed if it were combined with a more stringent border security plan.
So how did you rate this claim then by Garland Tucker?
We rated the claim mostly false for two reasons. So the first reason is that Tillis's Succeed Act only applied to people who were considered Dreamers, which were people who were brought to the United States before they were legally able to commit a crime. And since amnesty often has to do with forgiving a person for committing an illegal act, and as someone who came to the U.S. while they were a minor, they fall in a gray area under the law because they are not legal adults or legally able to commit a crime. And the second reason is that the Reagan-era IRCA of 1986 was a much less stringent policy, which is the kind of gold standard of what amnesty means in the United States. So we decided it's mostly false because the claim is misleading and makes it sound like Tillis wanted to provide amnesty for a bunch of illegal immigrants who were coming to America when that just wasn't the case.
That's Elizabeth Thompson of the Raleigh News and Observer. Her fact check is part of a collaboration between the newspaper, PolitiFact, and Duke University's Reporters Lab. You can hear our weekly fact check segment every Wednesday on WFAE's Morning Edition. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.